Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
Mystery of the mystery of the two doors. I will give us the book of Genesis 4. Give us from
verse 5.
Genesis 4, verse 5. The mystery of the two doors. Genesis 4, we start from verse 5. I would like you to be attentive. It is to just place something on what we have known before. Praise the living Jesus. He was 6. So, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? You know what has happened here? Cain has already offered offering to God. Abel too has given his own, and his own was rejected. So he said, and the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry? Why are you wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? It's a question. And if thou doest not well, if you do not do well, what is there? Sin what? Lieth at the door. And the desire of the sin, and unto thee shall be his desire. And thou shalt rule over it. He has already made us to know that the mystery of sin is that it lies at the door. I get him. It lies at the door. And it's the same thing that people in the generation may not want to accept. They don't like, they're not comfortable when they hear sin. But till Jesus Christ come, I will preach it. You understand? Because now why Jesus Christ came to die. Our message is not sin. Our message is salvation from sin. Our message is the grace of God by which sin doesn't have dominion over us again, because we are under grace, not under the law. But the fact is that when we see that sin now looks like it had dominion over people that God has already given us dominion over sin, we see that there's something wrong. Just like when your machine is not working the way it should work, what the manual said, this is what it will do. You know, there's something you should do. It needs servicing. When your generator cannot bring light into the house again, that's not what was created for. Praise the living Jesus. So, now, Bible made us to know here. And it told them to be very careful. A sin lies at the door. However, that particular sin, he said, what does it desire? What is the desire of sin according to that place? To have who? Cain. So that's actually the desire of sin, to have that person. That is to say, it will be the one in control. Is that the desire? Can you give us another translation? The desire is to have him. Praise the living Jesus. And they did eventually have him. It immediately had him, and after having him, was so much in control that it was not recorded that Cain repented his life again from the wrongdoings of his life. And that's where many Christians are. So we must tell you that, and that's one door. So we have a door through which devil can come in. It lies at the door. We have a particular door by which devil comes in. And what are those? That what that door is our flesh. Our flesh. That's the door of the devil. That's the door that you can open. I get him. You can open the door of the flesh. What's the flesh? The flesh is the area of your life. I get him. That is controlled by an unrenewed mind. Where carnality is still strong. That's flesh. I get me. It's not when they say flesh, now it doesn't really mean body like this. Even though body, this body is a mortal part that can respond to things of the flesh. So it lies at the door. So this is the entry room for the devil to act. The chain lies at the door. So it depends. Now, thank God that's one side. So we know that devil cannot enter into somebody's life without sin. Either breaketh the edge, the serpent shall what? Bite. I know you know that. And we can have plenty of stories about how this KJV, can you give us another translation? If you do well, believing me and doing what is acceptable and pleasing me, will not be accepted. And if you do not well, but ignore my instruction, sin crashes at your door. His desire is for you to what? Overpower you. But you must master it. You must master it. What do you mean of master it? You must mortify it. That's what the Bible told us, to mortify the flesh. Give us another one, if you can get one more. Sin is crashing at your door. It desires to have you. No, the same thing with the other one. Let's see if you can see another one. TLB. Sin is waiting to attack you. And these are things we need to make you understand time to time. Don't just... This is the problem why Christians, we come to church today, they are guilty. They came with a load of sin. I say, God, crying and feeling sorrowful, feeling morose and feeling so terrible for themselves. And they hear a word and don't worry, it is settled. Say all kind of things and they believe today I received it, I'm free again. They'll be singing home with tears of joy. They have revival in their personal life with God. And after a while again, they are there again. Because the idea they have is that they have been delivered. Sin cannot have anything again. So even they are loose. But the thing is, it's at your door. You know, if they tell you that snake, three snakes came to greet you in the house. Eh? You saw pom pom and you have CCTV and you are able to see outside your door. You saw three snakes, cobra. One is cobra, one is boa, one is anaconda. They said they want to come and pay you a visit. And now you are aware, you saw it outside. Maybe what you will do is to open the door. No, so that at least you like animals. Let me say you studied animal science, so you like animals. That's why you open it. At least a sensible person that is not insane will lock the door and stay inside. Because in that place is the safety. But what we keep seeing is that people keep opening the door. Opening the door. Opening the door. There's a way you will study your life now. You know those things you particularly will do. Pam. Like every time you fail to a besetting sin. A sin that is common to you. That's a besetting sin. That easily brings you down. Anytime you fall for it. You can study yourself now and sit down. You know that there are some things you do. I get me. Around. I get me. There are some things you do that will actually let that thing happen. Some people is visiting the wrong people. Some people is suffering internet wrongly. Some people is... That's what hooks them. That's opening the door. Sin is waiting to what? Attack you. Longing to what? But what? I love that part of the scripture. It made us to know that we can conquer sin. Bring one. Yeah, right. Do I think it's your water I need you? Praise the living Jesus. Sin lies what? At your door. Please tell the person beside you, sin is at your door. So there is no way to escape it. And you must know that thing. You know one thing? Yoruba, you listen something. Yoruba believe that when God has revealed your enemy to you, you have won. So the idea is that you should be smart enough that when God has already revealed your enemy, you are now able to conquer it. Before you don't know that it's your enemy, so you are playing with your enemy. But now that I know this is what will destroy me, it's just like that when they said, this guy, he will be great. But it's alcohol that will kill him. They will poison him in his alcohol and they will die. So the foolish man can say, I'll be very careful with the way I'm drinking alcohol now. That's how people think. I will not be drinking alcohol every time again. This guy will not kill me. What should the wise person do? I will not take alcohol again. That means I will live forever. Because if you like poison my food, I cannot die. It is this alcohol that they can poison. I remember in a meeting one day, we were having February 14 program, and I was giving prophecy, and I saw a particular boy. I said, you will go far, but it's women that will destroy you. The guy was in front of me like this, shaking his head like a lizard. People will see him. He said, this God of touch, this guy. Immediately we finished the program, he went to meet again and asked for the number. Don't pity some people when they are going through things in their life. Some old people you see begging around in gutter today, you pity them. If you see the grace and the mercy of God that they have abused time to time. They were planning the person. God was destroying the plan by his mercy. Not because they did not sin, but his mercy. Till they, I don't want to say they exhausted grace. You cannot exhaust it. But the fact is that there's a way you can. Is there grace for everybody? Will some people go to hell? And they see grace. So that there's enough grace doesn't mean somebody will not be destroyed. So the quicker you understand that grace is not given. Grace is not given for abuse. The better you can take advantage of grace. Have you had malaria before? And when you have it, what is the cure? What is the drug you use that helps you? You don't know the name of the drug. They just give you. You just use it. Elaquin. And when you use the Elaquin, you are okay. You cannot be this old and you should not know the drug you use. But let me just, you said Elaquin. If there's any drug like that, I've not heard Elaquin before. But let me just say Elaquin is what you use. And when you use it, you'll be fine. For the fact that you now know that if you have malaria, you have Elaquin, does that mean you should not submit yourself to mosquito? That mosquito bite me. Hey, bite me. I have Elaquin. What about your swollen body? What about those days you need to go through pain before at least Elaquin will work? It will take 3 days. That's how people don't think. For the fact that there is grace doesn't mean you should not be foolish. Shall we continue in sin and ask for grace to what? Increase? Abu said, God forbid. God forbid. That's right. So when I see a person that, leave me, God loves me like that, too, I will say, God forbid. I forbid this life that you want to live for you. I forbid. That's what you should do to some people. Mr. Bade Abu, he said, when he was in school, he entered the room one day. And when he entered the room, he saw the roommate with a girl, and in his own presence, they want to be sleeping with themselves. That was like, would they do anything in his own presence? He said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Some of you have, the problem you have is that the reason why many people go to hell is because they are mature. They are mature. That it should not be like after they now slept with the person. You know, say that is not good now. It's not good now. When you paid for the room, that's how they will start bringing bad people to your room. And don't let me talk. It should not be like I'm talking every time. I will talk every time because God give me mouth to talk every time. A sister came to you, revealed. You know that this girl likes you, doing all kind of things like a snake, walking like a snake, exposing herself. And you said, don't let me talk. It should not look like I'm insulting. My brother, talk. It's for your life. It's not for the sister. What do you want? What do you want, Jezebel? Delilah, what do you want? So are you calling me Delilah? Why are you not respectful to woman? Why I did not expect someone down to destroy me? Why did you expect someone down to destroy you? Be wise. By the way, he told us about a woman. The grandmother came and said, take this bread, eat, and block your womb. Which kind of joke is that, mama? He said, the bread. And the woman meant what you meant. Don't understand. She could not give birth again. She blocked the womb. So no matter what, it doesn't mean. It's not that serious. You spiritual people serve. It does not say, take this bread and enjoy life. People still say that they are still afraid of eating it. It may be a lie. Now, this one, even at old age, you think old people make jokes? It's 75%. Do you see people start comedy at 75 years old? He now came to you. He now take bread and block your womb. And I said, mama, this mama and her jokes. Those people, you should pray for them for deliverance. But I don't know how we can see in our pastoral way of counseling people that when we counsel people, we should be given opportunity to give some knocks. You knock them before you answer them. It takes some people all to lose everything before they have sense. But the good news is that even though the devil said he's always at the door, sin is waiting at the door, longing to destroy us. Sin destroys. Bible says sin has sting. It has torment. Echeloro. Bible made us to know that sin is dangerous. And because of the adventurous mannerism of man, people want to, you understand, explore. What is that bad? Like I told you, every addicted person with cigarettes, alcohol today, is one curiosity that led them into it. Listen, let me see how it look like. Let me see how it look like. That one is one sip. It's one sip that led to the addiction. It's one particular girl. Everybody that is sleeping around today is a particular girl they started with. People that are living well today is one particular decision they made. That I will stop this thing. It is hard for them to make decisions that will help their life than the one that will destroy their life. They know that this thing will not end well, but let them do it. Why? This one that will make their life good is not too sweet. But this one, everything that destroys somebody's life is very sweet and it's easy. Just like it takes you. Do you know how much it took us to do this building? When we are doing it, I told you we spent some millions as God helped us. And hard work of people, that some of them are sitting here, pushing wheelbarrow, pushing everything to do this building like it is today. And I still working, we still have a lot of millions to spend to make this place be fitting the way we want. Hard work, time, prayer, etc. Do you need to pray before you bring this building down? Do you need too much hard work? Do you need time? Do you need millions? Destruction is easy. It's easy. Before some countries, some advanced countries, before they could become this advanced, this and they are today, building for 20, 30, 40 years. One earthquake will destroy the whole city in a day. Destruction. And then tell us that this sin has that capacity of earthquake, that destruction. It has that capacity. And people joke with it. And it's a door. It says sin is at the door. And what is the door you open? It's the flesh. Let me indulge. It's not about this once. It's this once. Let me just watch this thing. Let me just watch it. It should not be like people are watching. I know how to watch, but it will be like I'm a baby. And they will say, she be baby. She, mommy is here. What's wrong with you now? Absence, Jari. Now I don't like this. Christians. That one, I don't like these people. They do like mommy's child. He said, you want to be a grandfather too. And I say, okay, me I watch. Me I can see.
Bible said those that receive the kingdom like a word, they shared, they will benefit from it. Why are you so proud that you don't want to accept the fact that you are a Christian? No, I don't like this Christian. Don't like us. He didn't beg you to like us. I don't like you sinners. I don't like your lifestyle. I love you for the love of Jesus. But I don't love your ways. Blessed is he that do not walk in the ways of the ungodly or sit in the seat of the scornful. Why I don't like you? You know you like our ways. You envy us. But you want us to be like you. If you know how much they envy your life, the unbeliever, the so-called people that say you smoke. They know, they want to have the rest of mind. That you can take your money and use it to do something that is good. But they know, any money that comes to their hand, they must smoke and drink with it. It's nothing to them. I was hearing about a lady, she said she was born into a good home, but she started opening the door when she got admission. And she started drinking. Came from a rich home. Drinking to the extent that when boys are drunk, she's not drunk. So one of those days, they have so much. She said, the amount. He said that thing is just a small, just 1 kg of it. He said the amount that used to buy it. They will buy it and pour inside drink. Then they did not sit. They will be scratching their head like something's wrong with them. A lady, a beautiful lady. Sin doesn't have respect whether you are fine or not. His own mission is to destroy you. That because she has a Christian face, so you can't have a Christian face and not be a Christian. And that's the majority of people in church today. You see them, I'm a Christian. No Christian life. Jesus doesn't know them. Devil knows them. That they belong to him. But they will say, I'm a Christian. They are not good children. They are not respectful to their father. Their father is actually devil. But it's mature to an extent. We leave them. And you know, devil's maturity is wickedness. Do you understand? Devil there should be how many years old now? Let's just say 6,000 years. He's still tormenting a baby of one day. He's not have respect for his old age. Why? He has one mission to destroy. When devil possesses people, they become wicked. That's why you see a so-called person that is fighting for his own religion, killing the men and women, see children and still kill them. He did not know that it's bad. He will say he's doing it for a God. And Bible said there's a time coming, people that will think they are worshipping me, worshipping God, will start killing people. Is it in the Bible? Why? It is devil that has possessed their reins. The abnormal desire for things that are natural. People marry, they're supposed to be in love. Why are you now doing like an animal in the marriage? Because of what? Extreme things they have seen that are sponsored by devil. No matter how you want people, they will not hear. This lady now agreed to the extent that they say you have a Christian face. What we will do is that we will go to the highway. We will be begging people that we need money, that they robbed us. Imagine a rich girl down to be begging, please, we need money for transport to school, please. Just to drink, that to buy that thing. Because if they don't drink it, they are gone. In the process, one of the friends of the father was now passing. The research was in trouble. Now one asked, what are you doing here? Come to my office tomorrow. And I came to this office. Unfortunately for the man, he saw the daughter of his friend. And they are rich people. Just to say, you know, if you go and meet your own father's friend, they will give you transport money. Possibly they will give you two biggie. This one gave, after that time, it's not recent, gave a young, whether 200 level gate, 300 level gate, 350,000. Just like, you know, rich people, the way they do that, to him, it may be even cheap. From there, she said she went straight to the hotel. She said she finished the money in 2 days. You know, a night, or even one night. And he said she did not sleep overnight. She smoked and drank overnight. When she had finished that, she will call the lady that is inside of the hotel to come and sweep the room. She will start again. She will give herself a break again, 10 minutes. She will start again.
And unfortunately, she has some friends too that are there. Start again.
Said, if it is not God that showed her mercy. He said, all the friends now, most of them are dead. The ones that are not dead are in rehab. He said, she saw one on the street that she didn't even first know. She thought it was 150 something years old woman. Old and going on the street. A daughter of one of the richest people in that place that time. Very rich. Said, they have sent her out of the house. She's not mad though. It's not that she's mad, like mad person. She smoked herself into that madness. Show me one sin, one particular sin that is good. As simple as a lie is. Do you know how destructive life can be? Nobody believes a liar. Lie, truth, that people see you that, okay, this person is lying. When you now are saying the truth, people do not have respect for any truth you are doing. I pray we will not be few. People that know the truth. Because if people like that know the truth are plenty in this world, there will not be room for people to practice their madness. How will I give my daughter out to a Yahoo boy? Because he has money. They know. And I hate African mentality for something. They will be preaching truth until they see money. They are the one that says, marry good person, marry good person. But when they see that bad person I want to marry, they will explain it. It's not, no, it's not doing Yahoo. They are calculative. This one must not go. Money that people should have to eat. Do you to do sub? To watch pornography. Sub. They will borrow that pampe. You know, there's is it 2004 or 2002? They generally dash them that they can borrow in 2 weeks. They will borrow that money and just be using to watch pornography. Money you need to eat. Destructive. You will pay back the loan of what you do not use for your life. And those pictures, those things you have seen, it is going to work in the future. They are there kept. You think you entertain yourself. Devil doesn't entertain anybody. He doesn't bargain with anybody, doesn't entertain anybody. He just wants to enter the house. And how will it enter? You will open the door. And when it enters, it wants to what? Destroy you. It wants to master you. It wants to own you. So if they tell you the truth, they are already owned. They know they are owned by sin. They don't have control again. They started with control. When they are sleeping around, they will say, I'm not an addict. When they are doing that. But if they tell you where they are now, but do you know what is very bad about Christians? Is that a Christian can be in hell and in the pit, but can still have Christian words. The people you should not respect the most in your Christian faith are people that are behind this altar. You understand? Try to investigate their life and see their life. If their life aligns, give them your respect. Eh? But don't be quick to see somebody, because they can still impact you. They can still do those things. They were once there. The gift of calling of God, gift and calling of God is without repentance. It is gone long time. Now they are working for the devil. Please. The anointing comes upon kings, priests, and who? Prophets. But who is the supreme one and the honor? In that place, they give the king. Do you know, since when God has rejected Saul, was he still on the altar? Was he still on the throne? So because a man has been rejected, doesn't mean he will not be on the altar. And people will still be saying, "Woo! Glory!" And this is a mad generation, a generation that are going through serious hallucinations, that let the man write a letter and serve the church members all around and say, "For your information, I am not of God again. I am now working for devil." Because devil is sweet. The members will say, "He's a liar. Papa is lying." They will not believe. And Bible have said it. He said there's a time coming that people will not love sound doctrine. Their ear will be itching to hear lies. Like I was still saying in the house today, it is easy to have plenty members in a church. Oh, it's easy, especially when we are young. We understand how to have plenty members. But we will not have conscience. We will die early because our conscience cannot carry it. When you see a wicked man that lives long, he doesn't even have, do you understand? He has kept conscience long time. So He can do people and kill people and use them for ritual, and he will still be preaching the law of God, weeping on the altar. You see this man, do you understand? There are plenty out there because they are for business, they are actors. So that's why they are curious of theology, they are curious of education, so that they will know how they can preach one or two things and bring it together. And go to a nearby abalis and get a sham, a wang that they will use, and they will to be an handkerchief, and they will tell you to wave the handkerchief, and if you wave your handkerchief and one particular oil is poured on you, you start seeing manifestation of healing on your body. Ah! Did Jesus Christ not say that the Antichrist that is coming will do many miracles? Even Jesus Christ said that. So if miracle that is your proof that God is somewhere, you are dead. Miracle is a proof that God is with you. But if you think miracles, anytime you see miracles, it's always God. You are joking. The wishes, they can kill. Elijah killed. They can give sickness, and they can give you partial healing. Many people have stroke. It's not because of Ezemo. And Ezemo knows that this guy has bought car. How did he know? And somebody now tell you that I see you. You are in Benue. You are from Benue. You are from Otupo. Say, how did he know? This is good. We must see this thing in the church. But it's not exclusive to the church. A witch can know. That's why some people say they are monitoring them with spiritual mirror. Sometimes when you go to some communities, you just must pray. I thought that thing is a lie, that I really do it in film. Most things you see in Yoruba film, especially, don't watch plenty films like that. If you really want to, just watch Yoruba film. Don't watch the city ones, the village ones that they do. Those Yoruba films, I don't watch it, so I don't recommend you to watch it. But if you have ever seen some of those films, you will see some things, you will see it's a lie. It's always like film, that you will see a screen, a cloth, they will say that a person should appear on it. It happens real life. Oh. Real life. That thing that they will shake on the floor. Yoruba people are the most fetish beings. If you see a Yoruba person that is not born again, run from that person fast. When it comes to being fetish, give it to Yoruba people. When it comes to being occultic, give it to Igbo people. Yes, they are occultic people. They can kill anything for money and for status. To gain that status, they can kill. To the extent that people even real life, they like to be called evil in real life. You know what I'm talking about? They acted those films for their evil in the films, but they now use it for skits. There's a way they will even use songs, skits, to tell you reality, but you will not see reality because you don't like reality, you like lie. They tell you what they are doing. They show you in the film that this is how they made money. They did ritual, they did this. Real life, they are not going to church, but they are still rich too in the real life, like they are rich in the film. Where did they not get the money? Is it not what they showed you in the film? But you don't like truth. You don't like truth. You will say, no, he did business. He did acting. He did this, yes. That's why they are killing sisters. Because some sisters do not sit down in some situations like this. They are in a kind of place, they will say, do you want to have money? Do you want to be rich? I tell you, God died. God sent his son so that Jesus will take your poverty away. Forget it if you believe and I have a witness. Hallelujah. That's what they like. I see you marrying next week. Do you know what I'm saying? Say Jesus Christ became sin on the cross. What happened to him? He died. I don't believe. I just like died and went to the grave. That means sin is dead. There's nothing you do again that God counts. If you think you are fornicating and you are feeling bad, forget that. Sin is dead. It's just a lie. Just tell the devil, I'm not condemned. I'm still a child of God, no matter what. Glory to God! You see them? They like this church. So you see the sister, they are botting anyhow. Sleeping around like a dog. And we lead worship. So this song means so much to me. Because I've seen all what God has done for us. We just need to bless the name of the Lord. Holy over me. They will not sing some song. I told you not to sing that song. There's no song that. There are few songs that are more demonic than the song. Kowo bi mo se wa, kowo bi mo se nse. You know the song? It's a demonic song. And they sing it every time in the church. God did not look at how I am doing. He did not look at my sin. He did not look at anything. My lifestyle is just good. What have you turned God to? This man has not killed the brother himself. God has already seen that this guy. What are you planning to do? Be very careful. Don't let sin destroy you. Did he see that before it happened? And after he killed, he said, where's your brother? He said, I'm my brother's keeper. Did he see it? So when it is sin, God is blind. When you are wrong, God is blind. But when you are in trouble, you need money, God sees that one. What is your problem? That means you are the God. You understand? You are the one controlling God. And that when you see some strange prayers, God, I give you 7 days. I give you 7 days. Do this for me. Because you believe you can pray. Especially people that can pray in tongues. Fear anybody that is praying in tongues. Run from them. Run from them. And when you see lay, don't run. Especially if you see you don't see Christian life in them. They are wishes. Most of them. They are wishes. They will do more harm to you. They are time bombs. When they explode, they will not die alone. They will die with people. When you see a person manifesting the gift of God, but doesn't have the life of God, obviously, you will not see. Have you seen eagle before? On TV. I'm not talking about TV. Don't stop this thing you are usually doing. Who have seen eagle before? Yeah. We are old. Some of us are in our 30s. We have not seen eagle before. We cannot see it in this area. It's hawk you are seeing. How many times have we heard that witches are using eagle to fly? They cannot even have opportunity to act into using eagle. It's too high for them to understand. It's hawk that they are using to come to your house and staying beside your window and making some sounds. They are low people. They are low. That's why the Bible called us eagle. We are high. The higher you go with God, the more you look like him more. Say, I want to be like you, but you are going down. You don't want to be like the devil. That's why the fruit of the spirit is not showing in your life. But you are looking more like the devil day by day. More wicked, more arrogant, prideful. There's no being on earth that's more proud like demons. You have not seen when they are casting out devils before. I'm sorry, it's very far from their mouth. It is when they are in serious torment that they can beg sometimes, but they will not beg. They say it's enough, they will go. It's when torment was too much that they begged Jesus that let them go inside the swine. That's the only time you saw that they apologize like that. Even before they go out, they will make sure they take that man, the person, they will smack the person down. You see that in the presence of Jesus Christ, took the boy, smacked him down. Don't say, send me away. When you see some pride, some people, it's devil, the demon that is inside them, but they will not know. Let me tell them, they say it's just me. No, we are angry in our family. You are demonic in your family. This way you guys like women in your family, do you think it's natural? Did God create men to be like that? God will have created you as a dog. I was in the room today when I woke up. I was just like, God. God sometimes will just be like, what? What is going on? I created water. I created a fish. I created animals. Sometimes I will say I should feel for God. I'll just be like, don't need to pity God. God can take care of himself. God created animals, he created trees, created everything. He now said, man, take dominion. Now man will come and tell the fellow man that she's a fish. She's from the water realm. She's a fish. Some will say they are water. They are sand. One told me another time that she, one says she's water, one says she's sand, one says she's wind. So wind, sand, and water are talking to me. I flogged the sand, wind, and water that day. I flogged them and they cried. So that is when we hear the wind, because they are crying.
They are crying.
I told them, if it's that you are brilliant, nice, if you see, if you are see, you are dull, and you are a wind, water, and sand. You will now see human being call herself dog. They will greet themselves, my bitch. How did you get there? God sometimes, okay, it is not good for a man to be alone. Let me make a helpmate. Now, as you will see videos of grown-up men in their 30s kissing themselves in marriage, and one goat that called himself a pastor joined them together in the church, and people will be happy laughing. Imagine God, what is going on? What is, will they join them? Will they join them? And people are singing him. Say, before this holy matrimony today, what God has joined together, not no man put us under. And you see the guy too, the guy that called himself a gay, smiling, exchanging rings. This is what they are expecting for their wedding night. One said, my husband is not around. When he's back, you can come and see him. Because he cannot attend to anybody, he's sick. Where is the husband? He says, in the vet house. He's a dog. The husband too is on the floor like that. How did we get there? When an individual opened his door, like we are told here, give us KJV back, please. When an individual opened the door, he will be destroyed. When a family opened the door, the family will be what? Destroyed. When a nation opened its door, they will be destroyed. The more you open the door, the more the destruction you see. That's what has happened in the Western countries, in Nigeria. We open the door to wickedness every day, but we come to vigil and we are praying, and you keep opening the door. That's why you see destructions. Look at the families that are loose. They open the door of flesh, down to the listen. You see what kind of product they have called children. Some of you are still suffering from that time now. The carelessness of your parents. On your nose, there is nothing you do. Your parents do not know. What are they now parenting for? They don't know. I'm paying school fees. If some children are bought four children, the parents do not know. They will still be boasting their children. They are good. They are good. And that one too, will still be wearing skirts. And wearing, you know, wear a ring. And it's a button. If you think this thing I'm saying is just a story, I can tell you different people I know like that. Sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire. Thou should master it, should rule over it. Glory to the name of the Lord. And sin is a messenger of what? To the devil. Because devil knows cannot enter. Sin, go to the door. So they have opened. Oh, they have opened. Enter. Oh, they will now come in and take control. That person will now want to change for good. Boy's heart. Sir, you are married. You open door to darkness as a husband and wife. You cannot enjoy it. You will see a destroyed marriage. You open door of darkness to your life. You see your ex, your everything crumble. You'll be working for money, but you'll be like wind. I have seen people that I ogre, I play with, and they are dead today. Because you cannot be evil, wicked. Bible said wicked, evil to the evildoers. Bible said that. Evil to the evildoers. You want to have a good life by making some people have a bad life. True life story, a policeman saw a copper. Give me money. Boom, he shot the copper. The guy is coming home that he has graduated. You kill the guy because of your 50 look at your 100 naira. The boy died. But was he able to get money? He went home, bought chicken, took it home. Out of the wickedness of your day, you now went home to relax with your family. The child at home was eaten, and the bone stuck in the throat, and that's how the boy died. Can you say this one? Say good. That's a level of wickedness. I'm still coming back. There's a lot of wickedness must purge in the church too. There's a prayer answered. The answer prayers that we like. That people have manned. People have died. My God is great. Somehow you are getting wicked. You don't know. When you are praying, that when Pastor said, every enemy of my family now to destroy me. People, you see, they like that prayer. I ask for forgiveness of sin. They say, God, I want to be closer to you. But when it comes to that, why? It's not because of that prayer. It's one woman that did not like in that family that believe is the one. They are seeing the person as they are praying. They now said, the woman has stroke. I want to thank God for the God of TPP. God of TPP is not making people have stroke. It's not wicked. But God of TPP can judge evildoers. When you are praying those prayers, don't put somebody in mind. If I have opportunity today, I will still tell you, there's a thin line between being spiritual and becoming a wish. There's a thin line. It's not of God. When I know that this guy has money, and he's not giving me, and I'm not praying, because I know how to pray, and I give myself fast, praying and turning his heart to me, turning his heart that if you don't know what we do, you must give me that money. It's witchcraft. And we see plenty of that in the church. People pray for people to talk to some people and they will get the money in the church. So your God cannot touch, your God cannot put your thoughts in people's hearts that it will favor you. You will not, is this woman? Is this guy? He must marry me. They force that guy. When you do anything outside somebody's will, it's witchcraft, it's not God. That person did not want to drop the money. He did not know why he dropped the money. He did not want to marry you. You are giving birth to 3 children before his eyes opened. But then what will he do? I serve a God that can make you do things that you don't know. It's a liar. It's your enemies that should happen to. But people, anything about God, you must know. If you open your eyes like this, will you accept me as your Lord and Savior? He will not force you. He will not. It's not by force. You don't want me. No problem. Stay in your darkness. He will not. God is because God loves man. Love really gives people choice. I love you. Please, I would like to marry you. And that one said, no, I can't marry someone that is short. Live there. Don't say, what do you mean? Am I no man? You are proud. That's why you guys don't have a husband. What is wrong with you? If you came by love, if you don't want, turn away. You get another person. We see all kind of things in the church. That will say, is this church or a den? At least you will respect me. I'm human too. Do you think you are an animal before? Love, we give people choice. Okay, you don't have no problem. That's how God relates. It's because God loves man. That's why many men will go to hell. Come to heaven and say, no! Okay, I love you so much. Come, no like to force you where you don't want. You are comfortable there, right? Say yes. Thumbs up. Do you understand? And they go to hell. Love. That's how love should be. That's how love should be. Don't force members. This guy, don't smoke. Say, leave me, pastor. Why are you monitoring my life? We are trying to help you. Stop that, sir. If you still want me to come to this church, leave me to my personal life. Keep my personal life out of your mouth. Leave my space. And I cherish my privacy. Oh! we will cherish with you when you have the lung cancer. Eh? If God still allow us to pray for you, it is gone. No problem. But if it not go, we will lead you to Christ, that at least the last of the days we end with the angels. They will carry you home. Anyway, they dump you there, I don't know. Along the line, the angel can say, ah, this boy, we're not supposed to carry this guy, we're not supposed to carry him. No, dash those guys from the other side. So you go collect the demons. I believe that they need to check on some angels. Because they sent angel message now. Bless Zacharias. Tell him that we have shed. He came there. You know, Gabriel, whether the mood, I don't know the mood. You think angel do not have mood? Just announce good news. Because he's the angel of good news. When you hear Gabriel, when you see Gabriel, it's good news. That son you have been praying for, God said, you will have the son. And his name will be John. The career has loved. He said, me, at this age. Thank God Jesus followed them for Abraham. You know, Jesus was with them. They are three. Jesus was the third person among the two angels. Don't forget, the remaining two angels went to Sodom to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus could not follow them there. But he followed them to Abraham's place before they went there. So when he was there, it's because he was there, Jesus was the one answering. You notice that those people did not talk. Why are they angry? Mary is not, Sarah is not laughing inside. You will keep laughing, you will not stop that laughter. My Lord is sitting down here, you are laughing. Look at these people now. That's grace. Now, Sarah was lying in the presence of God. And God did not see judge. That's God means God loves man. Angels do not have pity like that. That's why they do not like. If that's why you cannot be saying, Angel Michael, come here. I see people do that. It's always very funny. Angel Michael, come and solve this problem. Bible says we will judge angels. It's not all Michael they are talking about. God loves you than angels. It's love that you are enjoying. Let me bring it like this. Your father is rich. In Jesus' name, your father will be richer than he is today. And I pray you will too. You will think about your life, you will be rich too. Praise God. Let me tell you, your father is rich, very rich. And is a general in the army. Would there be many soldiers in your house? Eh? Plenty of soldiers will be in your house. So, when the father has gone out, is it not to protect the soldiers? When the soldiers have gone out, we say, I want to go to our base. Can you go and buy Lieutenant General Ibrahim? Go and get me something at our best. I'm explaining angelic to you. Go and get me something at our best. Can you dare say that? If they must do that, who will give them that order? Your father. You don't order. Do you understand? You don't just, Abraham, hey, I summon you now to come and do something. Go and check throughout the Bible. If you see one man that instructed angels, are you getting me? In the New Testament, and come and tell me. But did you see angelic manifestations? Yes, it's God. I would say he will give angels charge over you. He's the one giving angels charge over you. Give angels charge over you. Praise the living Jesus. So the angels, everybody, you have angels around you. But they are there to make your life easy and wonderful. There are some angels you can speak to. There are classes in angels. That's what I'm talking about. There are angels you can speak with. But there are classes in angel in the angelic. And they follow order. Our angels will look at you like this sometimes and be like, ah, why did God like these people? And you know angels must not sin. Angels sin. There's no mercy for them. Gabriel was told to come and give good news to Zechariah. And he said, you will give birth and you have John. And that one said no. And they said, because you do not believe this thing I said, you will be dumb. See, that boy is born. For that 9 months to be dumb. I think angels don't have mood.
They cannot get annoyed.
They can get annoyed. They can be happy. Bible said angels, they rejoice in heaven. Over one soul. Over one soul that is what? That is saved. So if you preach the gospel and say so, angels will start, they are happy for you. They will, that when they, this boy, and you keep doing that, you will see more angels working for you. We don't have the same number of angels. All of us have angels. You have one. And that one is junior angel. A junior angel. The senior angels work with anointings and ministry. The basic ones, that's one, devil can put them in, the principalities can, they arrest angels. They have asked some people's angels for long. They are not with you, with some people. It's not you. They are not with some people. I'm telling you reality. Did they arrest Angel Gabriel himself? The one that is causing somebody, they have arrested him before. That one is not a junior angel. Imagine the angel that I gave you to be. And because the one that was given to you is to work out situations that will lead to your salvation. He said, and they are not ministering angels. Given for those that will be heirs of salvation. It's for your, so they are working for your salvation. They are working for you for your salvation to work. They will bring you another people that will tell you the truth. They will bring you to church. Someone is not to come. Somebody in the street will just be disturbing about Jesus. That is one of the main work. They must do other things for you. Protection, guidance, and other things. Uh-huh. But the fact is that the main reason is for salvation. But the other ones, for war. I have a class on in the angelic. I've written in that since last year. There are different class of angels. And you must understand how they work. The angels in charge of protection. The angels in charge of light. That's revelation. They bring revelation. There are some that bring news. And the reason I must teach it is because what would not teach will not enter. Even if I know it and I'm not teaching it, I'm not engaging it, it will not enter for us. We will not enter that. There's an angel called Angel of the Basket. The blessing angel. They bring favor that will move what you are doing forward. Just like evil spirit can make somebody that dealt with you, I get me, bring something towards that person and have money. So they are angels like that. No, devil like to copy this side and use this side. You must understand things about the realm of the spirit. And when we open the door through sin, it opens us to another portal. Another realm. Where the devil can do something with our life. And he will start destroying it. John 10:10. He will start destroying it. When we open the door to him, he is looking for that opportunity. He's looking for that opportunity. He says, sin light, and it's at the door. What is that door? Your flesh, your wounds, your emotions. I just get angry. Go and notice. If you just get angry every time, when you get angry, something bad is always happening. That some kind of anger that are purely demonic. Anger is not a sin. Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. There's a kind of anger like somebody slap you now, you should not be laughing. I don't expect you to be laughing. I'm saying, we are Christians, that's what we like. Slap the other side, daddy. So when you slap that one, say, okay, give me one more. You're not bending like that. No, that's not, that. No, God did not say you should do that. Before one or two things that the soldiers want to Rafano Jesus. Look, Peter has already caught one ear among them. You know the story now. Jesus Christ said what? He should keep the sword. Those that live by the sword will die by the sword. But no. The Jesus Christ said he threw the sword away. It's you that want them to be slapping you everywhere. They will insult you and say you are useless. They come to your house, they slap your wife. Twa! Say we don't get annoyed in this place. When I was serving, the guest said, I cannot get annoyed. I am born of God. I'm a spirit being. Before we ended that week, if you see how she the rate of anger that she expressed, don't deceive yourself. God usually get annoyed many times. In the Bible, In fact, they will not just say got anointed. He said his anger kindled. Is God sinning? Jesus Christ, did he get anointed? It's so much God anointed that it took Cain, flock people out of the church. So anger is not a sin. But there's a kind of anger that is a sin. The one that, can you be angry in your spirit? One man was angry to the extent. Have you seen people that are angry that when they are talking, they will start crying? The man was angry. I can remember the man. The man was angry to the extent that he was crying. He was almost crying. When he saw a 2-year-old baby that is mad. The man said, what kind of wickedness is in this world? Do you understand? The reason why some things are good, you leave it in your life. Some sin, you are not angry with it. You like it. You like it. You know, there's a boy in your life, there's a girl in your life that did not treat you well, or people in your life that did not treat you well. You say, I cut off today. This day is over between us. And since that time, they have been over. But it's your own sin, you cannot say that to. You are not ready to stop. I cut off from him. But this bottle, you cannot cut off from bottle. Human being, you cut off from human being. But bottle, you cannot cut off from bottle. Road mass, you cannot leave road mass. White London. Benson. You can't leave this one. I have been where they are selling all those things before. So, one of those days. I went one day and my dad was there. So one has taken the alcohol. The man gave me one slap. Twah! I was not born again those days. Me and my younger brother. And my younger brother is like a jellyfish when he sees trouble. Do you understand? So, we went back inside the church. Inside the guest house. We prayed till they call us out. God, please deliver us today. God, help us today. He's the one that led the prayer. I said, we should pray. God, because the guy is still waiting outside. He was praying. I can, oh, you don't want to see when my brother is praying in fear. Oh. He was crying, you know. It's me, the slap, though. I did not cry. God, please. Praise the living Jesus. So that's why I know some of those names. In case you think I'm smoking. But the way that one is laughing. Kemute. When I was serving, there's a girl called Kemute. Praise God. Now, but the good news is this. Bible made us to know there's a door. That if it is open, devil will come in. Through sin. But there's another person. There's another door again. I said the mystery of the two doors. There's another door. Jesus Christ said, behold, I am at the door. I knock. If you open to me, I will come in and what? Sup with you. So you have options. The door you want to open. And that one is the door of your spirit. This one is the door of your flesh. So we have the works of the flesh at this side. And in the other side, we have what? The spirit. And any person that must enter into the room, the house, you come from outside to inside. Abi? From outside to inside. That's what I'm telling you. Don't underestimate. Fruits are the most important proof of what is outside. The fruit that people see outside, the character. I detest a Christian life that prays in tongue, that fasts, that come to church, but it's wicked to his neighbors. Wicked to the neighbor, wicked to people in the family, wicked. Smoking. He has raped everybody and say, am I sure that I'm the one? Am I sure I'm the one? There are plenty of girls. It seems that she's not training your daughter. Those people are not going to change. When you see a man that doesn't have accountability, he will be in that sin, he will grow up there. And when he's old, and one thing that is very bad about sin is that sin is a very wicked thing. That's why Jesus Christ needs to come. Because sin does, you know that when people are old, Some people are old and they are very old. And they really serve God from their youth. You will like their faith when they are old. You will like Christianity. They still have strength and they still want to talk about God. They are still coming to church. You see those old people that love God. It's not some old people in this community that the one woman that I know that call herself deaconess. Like she's doing like a wish. I'm not talking about that one. Gray hair as full of hair, but wickedness. You know, when you see gray hair, you say, oh, let me. These are not kind of women I'm talking about. I'm talking about old women that love the people. When they see those people, they will tell you stories of how you change. You just like, there are stories and stories. So at old age, the Bible said they will be like new wine. Oh! The word of their mouth will be like honey. Like you'll be like, it's good to serve God. Though. See this, mama. But the other side too. Their wickedness is stronger at their old. That is the wishes you fear most are the old women. And they refuse to die most times. As they get old, that thing grows. That's what you don't know. That's why you see a 90 years old man. You see andropause or what they call it. 90 years old man raping a child. Did you hear about that case? 90 years. They say women enter menopause at the age. Men, you say andropause or something. I don't know what the name they gave it. They should not be really seeing men again and girls. It is now a small child raping the person. So you think, some of you think, well, I'm seeing young girl. Me, I enjoy myself now. When I get one age, if I marry, I will drop all those things. You will see, it's funny. It's funny that you are thinking like that. All the old people in your community, one of them have stopped what they are doing when they are young. If you are doing good, you are increasing good. If you, till old age, have I told about a person that married and said he will stop pornography and masturbation? Honeymoon, he could not stop. Sin is not things you can control. People think, I can be in control. That's the greatest deceit. They will make you feel you can control it. They will feel. Now you see that sometimes you say, at least I'm not doing this. I'm in control. Devil likes that kind of thing. That's the best way for him to be in control. We are not in control of many things. Are you in control of your, should you be in control of your Christian life? God did not design man to be in control. Eh? Except the one he told you to be in control. What you submit to, you are not in control of that person. Bible said, don't you know that the person you yield yourself to has become your what? Master. He yield yourself to sin. He said to what? Whether sin to what? Unrighteousness, uncleanliness. Or to what? Righteousness. So you can be a slave to righteousness or slave. So they are the one. A slave does it have person that will say, this is what will be. This is what I want. Now after a while, when they still believe they are in control, they throw away that control. They lose control. And their life is in a mess. One locked himself, threw the key away. He will not go out again. He's smoking every time. He will not smoke again. Prayed. If you are God, help me. And to stop. The way after coming out of that prayer room, the way he now started smoking was more than. There's a pastor everywhere they take him. They said everybody will say, God, this is raw anointing on this man. The man is cold. But they send him away from every church. Why? They will catch him smoking. He will be crying when they send him away again. So some of you will say, it's a lie, he wants to smoke Nijari. You see, did they force him to like matches to hold it? The man is not in control. Do you understand? I'm not talking about those men that will go and be sleeping with people and they'll say they don't know how they travel from Abuja to Lagos and sleep with them. That they don't know how they reach there. You disappeared. You are in bed. You see, there some guys I never know it happened. And I'm beating the guy. If the guy did not slap your face. Is this your father's house? This is your father's house? 2,000 naira brought you here and said, what am I doing here in the first place? You should ask your ancestor that question. If they can answer, if they are not in hell. If they are not in hell, they will not answer you. He says, see you. We not know you. We are on the side of Jesus. If you have good ancestors. One day you will be ancestor, if Jesus Christ tarries. Be a good ancestor, they will remember. Say, my auntie lived all her life for Jesus. And it starts from now. It's not me sharing stupid stories. I used to be a prostitute. A bad one at it. But thank you, see what God has done for me. I do not know God can save someone. Is it a good testimony? That's good. But are there some people that will not have bad things to share? You cannot hold them like that. The ones you have done, God can cleanse those ones and make it look like that's gone. But you cannot say, hey, I will continue doing like this so that one day you will not share. Hey, all this thing, there's nothing in it. We have done all these things before. Why do you want somebody to share that testimony with you? You want to share your own. I know people in my village. If goats wear skirt, they will sleep with the goat. Before they don't see the face. That's how bad they are about women. One was in the car like this. The father was with him. Father had been a pastor. Going to settle the quarrel of the wife that just divorced. I'm going to go and beg to come back. On the road, the father that wants to go and preach there saw a babe. I just saw one girl that I'm sleeping with now. The pastor. So, and the so-called man, as he's coming, told the uncle that was between them, sandwiched between two of them. Said, see, this girl you are seeing today, that we are in this car together, I will sleep with her this night. Let us get to Lagos. He's the one who wants to settle quarrel for that. The wife should come back. That's how much. One day, the man was possibly singing him because the pastor in the farm. Holiness unto the Lord is a wash. He looked up to see a woman uprooting cocoa. In that farm, he slept with the woman there. We must not see women here. It is not the territory of women. We must deal with any woman we see here. That's a punishment. That's how it is to him. So I knew I came from that kind of family. I will not be careless around women. I will not be careless. So that means I will not say, we too, we are there, but thank God for the blood of Jesus. I will not share that story. Instead, I will use the blood of Jesus to do better things. To be rich. They're supposed to be rich. They destroyed their own life. I will use that blood of Jesus to be rich. To do good things with my own life. It's a decision you must make for yourself. It's not God that will make that one for you. If you will live well, live long, it's your choice. It's your choice. Is the door you open? Which door? Do you want to say, God, I will stay here till you change my life? With you. Or you say, I cannot wait. You go to the devil. And do you know one thing? That one is easy. It's easy. Bible said, following those who through faith and what patience inherited what? Get God the inheritance, God the blessings of faith. Faith and patience. I'm Abraham's child too. Abraham's blessing and mine. Did you not see patience in his faith? You just want to run and have everything. You do not learn anything. You do not want to know anything. You just want to have money. Do you know when people want to perish? One of the first things they hate is God and church. They believe what we are doing is a waste of time. But the only thing they do not see is that one of the greatest influential people around the world, they are in the church. Go and quote me anywhere. All these are secular musicians. They don't have money like people in the church that are just... All these CEOs of banks, they are in the church. They are church people. Some of them are pastors. Have you seen Pastor Awoshika? Was she not the CEO of... is it First Bank or World Bank? this man that died not too long, the one for access. They are the strong church people. Church people. Instead of you to be around church, around people that will help connect you, and you may not know the person that is beside you. You may not know what they know. Open yourself to the church family. Be in the right family. You want to be in the family of people that drink. They are in their own misery. The money goes to save again from their factory work. They will be using it, spending it on women, drinking, using drugs that will make them strong for women. And drinking to make, they'll be expanding their, they will start their trousers. These are the people you want to stay with. You say you want to move forward. You will get money. Oh, you will get money. When I was in under level, I have a friend that we went to secondary school. When I got admission late. When I was in under level, was in 300 level. In the same class, we graduated together at secondary school. The guy had money. The biggest shop in this university is the one that has, he has money. When he will be graduating, he could not buy bread. That you have money doesn't mean that you aren't touched money doesn't mean you have it. Devil knows how we collect it, it will disappear in your hand. He's the one that gave you. Said the riches of the wicked is like wind. Today it's, tomorrow it is not. It's nowhere to be found again. Say, but those that trust in the Lord shall what? Shall not be moved. They shall be forever. They shall last forever. Let God give you something that will last. I don't want to see my own philosophy about life. In my own life. Sometimes it takes me time to do something so. But go and check my life. Anything I now do, I cannot look back and say that yesterday is better than today. It's not possible. It's a consistent track record of always moving forward and upward. It's not good today, bad tomorrow. I do not believe in today can be good, tomorrow can be bad. No. It will be better. Every day I wake up, it will be better. It's your choice, and that's the life of God. It's always better because His goodness are new every morning. So if His goodness is new every morning, I don't have to go down. When I was in university, people, when they get to 200 level, their result will drop, they will build it again. Every semester, my result was increasing till I graduated for those 5 years. So we have 10 semesters. Every semester, all those 10 results, they are always getting better. And so is my own life too. And so should be your own life too. But it's your decision. It's your decision. Do you know what it means? And one thing that is beautiful is that whether wickedness or good, you need to invest time to it. You need to invest time. You think it's easy to be... It takes faith to do anything in life, good or bad. The prostitutes, they have faith too. They have faith. I've been on some videos that they are using some of them for ritual. But they still believe that, if they go to this one, they risk it. Have you? But the only thing, you do not risk the car. If I do face my life and I do it well, on God's side with me, I need to just pray more. Seeking for His mercy on this thing. That's what you just want to cut corners. No shortcuts. If you want shortcuts, you will cut your life short. Do you understand? And there's only a shortcut in this faith we have. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy knows how it will. You know, they have told us about mercy. See the door there. And me, I did not know that that's where the door should be. And me, I'm passing like this. I've already missed my way. Whether somebody has misled me, I've lived a bad life. That's where I should go. But I'm passing here. Mercy will bring the door and put it here. It should not work for me here, but somehow it will work. That's mercy. But the person that will give you mercy is the person you don't want to know. You just say no, it go good, it go fine. It can, one day all of us go, it go good for us, it go palash. I like youth because they use terminologies and slang to explain why they will be poor. Don't let anybody lie to you that if you are poor today, you will be rich tomorrow. It depends on what you do today. It depends on the doors you are open. Is it the one on the side of the pen that want to destroy you? Thank God they saw it in that TLB.
TLB version of that Genesis 4 verse 7.
Praise the living Jesus.
So I don't care what you have done in your life. In fact, I'm very sure as you are like this. I don't know, shall you know, church now.
It's when we interview people that we will not know.
I don't know, but I believe that nobody has killed anybody. I don't know. It's only Christiana. I don't know that. But praise God. Because change that your name. Think about changing the name. It is a blasphemy. Praise God. But I know that most of you have not killed. If God can look at someone that is killing people, his own people, called Saul, and change him and make him an apostle, and still gave him a big ministry. If God could see somebody that said, I will not deny you, and deny just like 3 times. If God could use Thomas, if God could change the life of those people, there's no life God cannot change. To even make it so great, a wish that had 7 demons inside her, Mary Magdalene, God shows her. That was the first person to see Jesus when he resurrected. God changed her life totally. The leper. When Jesus Christ was there, that woman poured alabaster oil on Jesus Christ's leg. Jesus Christ was in the house of Simon the leper. He was a leper. God has changed his life. There's no life that is so bad that God cannot change. Look at this guy that really blow trumpet for Babadi, blow six sax for Babadi boy before he comes. The mother was crying that this guy will be destroyed. Follow him, fella. It was Bahara. They are dancing to that song. Amen. Amen. Hey. The mother said, this is how this guy will. Smoking heavily. Abba said, don't worry. God can do so. They prayed and the boy was out. Look at where the man is today. All around the world. There's no life God cannot change. It's just a door from here. Just open the door. And there's something very, very great. Because of something great is coming, the lesser one must go out. So, being sorry and saying, I've done bad, does not change anything. It's the decision you have made. Praise the living Jesus. Now, let me talk about something called that we know. Let me use the physical term so that we'll be able to relate. I like breaking something down so that you'll be able to understand. You know, there's something called self-medication. Self-medication. You are not feeling fine. You feel like you are hot, your body is hot, and you are feeling weak. Please, what do you have in Nigeria? You see that you have headache, your body is hot, and your body is heat. You have malaria and typhoid, straight. You just know, you just get quiet. What do you call your own place? Eh? It's a lie. You bought Lumentem. You just say, give me a Amoxicillin. Give me one paracetamol. You know what to buy. And you are killing yourself. Because that's not what, you don't have business. You just need to sleep. Sometimes I just feel like I should warn the guy.
You're supposed to be using drugs.
Your old age, it really does pain relief. Anyone you don't throw it, you sleep off. It's easy to use. But it will not work, you still feel strong. There's this guy, he's a world bodybuilder, he's very, very big. P
People usually see him, wow. I saw his video. He's still alive. He's still in his late 40s. So he's on which year now? But in his prime, he's prepared for your old age. You now have been having serious pain, and there's nothing you want to do sort of pains again. You have already broken. All those bones are now soft, flaking. He said I saw one woman. They were talking to her. Ama, you are 60 something years and you're still like this. He said, when I was a youth, me, I was not sleeping with anybody, anything I see. I get me. I have one husband. Some people are so much defy themselves that they don't even have physical strength again. Some men too. That's what they are good at. If you give them a job, they will spoil the job. They cannot even operate their phone. It's women they can operate. They will salute them that, hey, this one is bad. This guy is a bad guy. He's always laughing. Even Solomon, as rich as he was, when he loved plenty of women, all the greatness he had, is got destroyed. He did not know that the end of Solomon was not good. It's not good. They don't tell you that. They say, Solomon, I'm the man like Solomon. Do you, wise people see that side? They do not see, they want to learn from his mistake. I want to be like Samson. I want to be strong. I'm talking about self-medication. It's time for you to start giving your stop. I see that most of our self-medication, they don't cure the problem. They only just make us have relief a bit. One boy is here. He has headache. The second one has headache. This man, they gave him paracetamol and use it. The doctor look at him, examine him. He gave him paracetamol and use it. He checked the second guy. The man shook his head. He said, come tomorrow. Is it not two of them have headache? This one had stress. He's stressing himself. He has headache. This one has cancer. Do you understand? If this guy use headache, that paracetamol, will it go? Will the pain headache go? That's the problem people are going through in their life. The guy that has cancer, if they still give him paracetamol, the headache will still go. But the guy will soon die. That's where some Christians are. When you open your own door to Jesus, that's the greatest surgeon. Do you understand? He knows what is wrong with you. And do you know one thing about surgery? You don't stay in the front of a surgeon and say, my sickness. I'm sick. What are you just expecting? What are you expecting? Healing that in future now, let me just go to this thing. I will not need to worry for this thing again. That's what you'll be thinking about. That's what we do when we come to God. So I know you have been using self-medication. You have been giving yourself principles. I will not do this again. You are the one breaking the rules you are making every time. I will delete this song. It's not good. I will not watch it from again. But your curiosity, with one eye, you're watching it. You started having your addiction back. Started doing all kind of things back. You have, before you say anything, you have pointed the person in the nose again. So God, I don't know how to do this. It is clear you cannot solve the problem. It is clear that this way your body is doing you, you will soon have many children through immorality. It is clear that if you don't run to the surgeon to remove that cancer away, you cannot solve it with paracetamol. Better go and submit yourself. And do you know what is beautiful about that? Anyone that will go to surgeon cannot just stand and just walk past and go back home. Must take bed. You will stay on that stretcher. It will take bed. In fact, after you are healed, they will say stay. That thing that they taught you, that you are in a very terrible state, that you are having strong guilt, you know you are in terrible state, you have caused so much harm to people and to yourself in your Christian faith. You know, people may not know, but you know that you are a terrible person. And you know God can forgive you. And you came to meeting and God forgave you. That thing that made you now become a person that you are leading prayer is a proof that you don't have a pastor. that you are fermented to. Because immediately after that guy is healed, they will tell him not to. First, this is what you should eat. You must be on special diet now. But this year, people will be doing, they will leave the surgery room, surgical room, and they will run out and preach. They are not healed. They are time bombs. I followed my mom to camp, and I went to a place where they are treating people's eyes. I saw that Baba, he could not see anything again. You pity people that don't have eyes. Could not see again. One woman was good. The man was, you see, he's an educated man, speaking sweet English. He said, "You don't know what it means to be blind." Said, "In one word, you are useless." That means talking for himself. You are useless. You know, there's some words some people will say that we touch you for them. You are just useless. He said, he was not talking about the in-law. He said, the in-law too. She's breastfeeding a child. She was pregnant for the child when she got blind. She said she did not know what the child looked like that she's breastfeeding. There was no know. Devil want to take your sight away. And you'll be staying inside jargons, mud, dirty fields, and you think you're enjoying life. That's what death do. They don't know if they are sitting in a dirty place in a pit. They don't care. That's what devil want to do. That's why devil was not against the hair of Samson. No. He just get him. It's against his eyes. This vision is a proper way of judging what is right from wrong. Why? Because after a while, his hair was growing back. It was in their custody. Did they cut it? They know that's the strength now. So they are now looking for the strength. But don't, if you have strength, but don't have vision, use that strength for bad thing. So if you are wise now, you don't know God. You are the one that will tell girls, boys, how to sleep with a girl. This is how to do it. So that's what wisdom God gave you. That's what you'll be using it for. Begin to do people. Because you don't even know it's wrong again. Your conscience is seared. That thing called wickedness grow. It usually grow. If you are wicked in this room now, if you do not stop, in the next few years, you'll be more wicked than what you are now. We grow in love. We grow in the fruit of the Spirit. Some of us have found better ways to forgive people. We don't have to forgive people before. But the more we are getting close to God, that God is working on us. Working on us. Oh, we are getting better. Some people insult us. We will say, oh, we are annoying. I will cut off. But you will still love them. It is not we. It is not in us to be holy. It is in the Holy Spirit to be holy. That's why they said it should come inside us. To help us. So if you accept him to work on us, we will just be the same. It's just like a phone. Your phone doesn't have WhatsApp. But you downloaded it there. Then it became one with your phone. It was outside your phone before. You went to that, you went to that place to download it on Play Store. And it became one with your phone. That's same thing like Holy Spirit. You accepted the Holy Spirit. It became one with you. So it's part of, you cannot separate it from your phone. It's in your phone now. You can't shake your phone off and the Holy Spirit go. That's why I said we'll be with you forever. So if you are sinning, you still have the Holy Spirit. Oh. You still have it. The Holy Spirit will be dormant in your life. So people be saying they are doing this with Holy Spirit, doing this with Holy Spirit. You say, yeah, there's no God, there's no Holy Spirit. In fact, you yourself, you will not believe what you once believed before. You see people, what they believe, they don't believe again. You see this guy that is popular around now, called Abraham something. He said there's no miracle. You don't believe in God. He's the one that really pray for people to receive miracle before. Now what the devil can do to a man? Change his sight. Let God, don't rush. You know the greatest problem of human being is waiting. They cannot wait. And how do you renew strength? It's by waiting. Those that wait upon the Lord shall what? They shall renew their strength. Waiting, waiting. People don't create time to wait. They create time to run. So they are saying, I want to do this. I want to serve God. I want to do this. They do not know. They know they are in trouble. So like a friend that has a needle factory, they are doing needle there and they are doing blade there. And say, me, I will still work. And he has HIV. Is that person not a problem to people that will buy that needle? That's how it looks like. For someone that God has not worked on, he knows he has a very bad Christian life, but he wants to serve. He will be passing virus into people. I know a church. The pastor raped somebody. The founder of the church raped somebody. It's not the pastor. The founder of the church is the father of that pastor. If I mention this church, you'll be disappointed. So all, I don't know whether the leaders knew or the spirit is not in the church. A newcomer came, gave a life to Christ, and you know people that have passion fast, that are not taught, they just have passion fast. Just came inside. That I want to be serving God. He said, what work? I want to be arranging share in a mega church like that. Ah, it's a privilege. So this is your HOD that will be leading you. It is inside the church, the HOD raped her. They told the pastor, you know, it is hard. It takes you to have a level of special level of hardness of the heart for you to correct what you are doing. You don't have confidence to correct what you are doing. That's one thing. In fact, when people do not even know that you are doing it, you don't want to call, you just talk about grace there. It's just like a father that is smoking. He cannot say, don't smoke. It will look hypocritical to him. That's why you see every father that is smoking, they know it's bad, but they will tell their children, smoke, Jerry. He's trying to make his wrong right. He knows that it's bad, though. So that the father will not, he's trying to rationalize the wrong he's doing. So you see elderly people say, that is the right of a man to sleep with a girl. Somebody has told me that life face to face. The man that is close to his grave still saying that. Say, you are a bastard. I was telling you, you are a bastard if you not sleep with women. That's what we are. That's who we are. He told me in life, he was telling two of us like that. You are bastards if you not drink and you are not sleeping with women. And I was not born again that time. Maybe if I now say, oh, I don't want to be a bastard though. I want to be a good child to my parents though. Cynthia, can I see you? So that's why I said, don't respect old age, please. Don't respect. Respect them for, give them respect, like respect. But don't accept instructions I get me from old people that I know in Christ. They are deadly. They are outside God. What can they give you? Stay on the bed. Let the surgery start. You know one thing that's beautiful about the surgery, as I wrote it in my book? This is the liver that has problem. Is the kidney that has problem? Where would they start cutting from? Outside. They have not yet reached inside. The knife, we start first cutting from outside before they now start working on the inside. It is not a problem. It's not something you rush. You stay there. In fact, that was most of the time they will make you sleep. So that they'll be able to walk. So when you open door, it's from outside. You want to open door so that we come in. So it's coming from outside. The healing, the change is starting from inside you. I know it's working. It's inside you that God's interested. But it will rid you of some things first. So that you'll be able to walk well in a very good environment. Sometimes it will rid you from service. A man that doesn't know how to wait can never know how to run. Cannot. So if we are running on the speed of the Holy Ghost. We are walking on the speed of the Holy Ghost. We are flying on the speed. I'm swanning. It's a lie. A man that cannot wait, cannot fly, cannot soar, cannot. It's Bible. Check for that verse from Isaiah 40. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We are landing off soon. But it's imperative. Do you know why we rush service? You know that whiskey doesn't rush show in every standard church now. And by the time we are done with the program, this we have it today. We have a big clock that time us. That time is up. 1 hour, 10 minutes. Preach your message and just go on. But whiskey don't need that. They can sing for 12 hours. Call guys and sing songs that are against them. And this small boy that, this little boy too can come here and start insulting girls. I get money past your papa. I get money past your papa. And you see the people that they are insulting their father too. Don't tell me no, 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 no. Why would somebody like that song? See, it was the meaning of that. No, 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 no. You should see the madness of this society. Here now, let us sing song that is interesting. They will say it's boring. That's why I hate church. That's why I hate hymns. I hate church. One of the people that we raised there that she has left us, and we are happy that she left. Eh? Because when she came back, she's like a skeleton that came back. It's obvious that devil has already eaten all the flesh. Eh? We are lifting her towards God now. That, God, if there is opportunity, at least let her eat of the crumbs. You can't live truth and you say you survive. She posted a video. The lady did not, like, she did not wear cloth. She said, I've told you, if you know how to give excuse, you may not make heaven. It's not that I want to post it. She just said she's doing better and you post it. And she posted that. She now said she was praying that God said she should be doing some service, rendering some service. One of the first times she post that picture, post it, the song she put there. She only put Christian song. But so that we sell, she removed the Christian song there. She now put Amalaketu, Tanama, Amalaketu, Amalaketu. She put that. Good. Nobody bought anything from her. Nobody bought even the Amalaketu. Nobody bought it from her. She ate everything. She ate everything. And when she came back, there are wells. There are wells. You understand? That Jacob's well that we never do is he found on our shoulder. I don't know how to lie to people that you can't serve, you can't enjoy life without God, because God himself is like, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You hate life and you want to enjoy life. She's somewhere now. Before, you know, if we threaten her before, she'll say, meet on the child of God. She'll start praying in tongues. Just a common man met her and said, I will kill you. Does he ever? Have somebody said too? Why do you get to that level? That one thing. When you are down, I love Yoruba. Yoruba said, Ti ya laba gbeni chonle, kekere gwamagun. That is to say, what he said in that adage said, if you allow something that they are correcting you from to bring you down, small things, small insults will now be coming to you. What you will have corrected easily. Just like somebody have HIV. Somebody have HIV. Malaria can kill the person. Because it will now weaken the immune system. I pray God will open your eyes. That there's no lasting blessing. There's no lasting enjoyment outside God. Bible said it. That a lover of pleasure will be poor. One. He now said, if you now want pleasure, said in my pleasure, presence is what? Fullness of joy and what? Pleasure. If you want lasting pleasure, say God. But you must be ready to wait. It's not that one that you will be doing something that is bad. It's always very funny. Someone who has problem now. A brother that is sleeping with dog. A brother is sleeping with dog. The man said he's traveling to Lagos. He said, please let me keep my dog in your house till I come back. This is the food you should be giving. He's sleeping with the dog. He now came to church. He now said, God, forgive me. Do you understand? I don't know how they are. The problem is not about forgiveness. It's about helping you to cut this thing away from your life. Actively, I've been sleeping with dog for 6 hours. 6 years. Wait, at least give God one month. I'm not saying it takes time for God. It did not take time for God to forgive you, but it takes time for God to work on you. It takes time. Oh. Don't let anybody lie that God can change you today. No! It takes time for God to work on you. When God wanted to create man, did God leave his throne when he was creating every other thing? Was he not just speaking? When we work on man, did he come down? He needed his hand. He needed to come to this to take month. So now you want him to work on your new self. You want to become a new person that will be free. But you just come to a meeting. You just say, now you're free. You are free. Hallelujah. Stay on that bed and let them work on you. Let them cut what they should cut. That cancer that is making that thing come, let them remove it and put it as that's the cancer. You shall see it no more. Even the children of Israel that are walking the Red Sea, did they finish that journey on a day? Even through the Red Sea, it took them days to walk to the other side. But you want fast food Christianity. What microwave means Christianity? You do so much evil, but just want somebody to just say, you are free. You are free. Amen. You are free. The blood has cleansed you. The blood has cleansed you. Oh, I don't know how to say this thing. It's just like oh, Jesus. You open a tap. Let me say, the tap, what they are bringing out of that tap is palm oil. If you open it, it's palm oil that is coming there. And you saw palm oil inside the dish. That was important where you wash plates. You wash every plate. Clean. But you now open the tap. And the tap is still rushing. After that tap is still rushing. The matter how you clean that place. Is it easy to clean that place? It will not really take too much time to clean that place. Are you getting me? But to evacuate all the water. Because the tap should be releasing water. But inside that tank, enough palm oil is inside it. You need to fence off the flowing of that water. Enter, somebody will enter inside that place. Remove all the palm oil. To remove all the palm oil there, clean the pipes. You need to open the water. Let it flow out. Flow out. Flow out. Wash it. Before I cannot give you clean water. That's how it takes the journey of sanctification. That's why I beg you. Don't think you can stop those things. It's obvious. You can't stop it. It's obvious. We cannot stop it. We are the mercy of God. If you truly care about your future, you care about your family that you have, you want to be the best mother and the best father, and you have to take God, take this thing. Take this thing from me and stay there till you know God has done it. Or else, in trying to be good, I know people that are trying to be good to mentor girls and they sleep with the girl. Where did you leave where do you find the confidence? You know you are a terrible person around girls and you want to be counseling them. You will sleep with the girl. The girl now came to you now and said, see, she has a problem. She cannot do without sleeping with men. That's her past. And she wants to stop. She just likes sleeping with men. That will start triggering this man. I see. This one will be easier. And that was not his plan. He had a good intention before. Until God removed those things, you will be a terrible person. Some pastors that rape children, some of them not plan to do that. I heard in this community last week that a grown up man was caught sleeping with a boy. Eh? A person they said should be watching the community, security man with gun. They're supposed to be shooting thieves. Was sleeping with a 15-year-old boy. No matter what they rob, if they rob the whole community, he's enjoying himself as far as concerned. Or if the thief can come, he wants to he now catch the thief self. The thief just needs to naked himself. It's okay, let me leave. Let's enter that room. Do you understand? Is it not men that rape and that are robbing now? But now the person that to secure you like the boys, the men. You will just be allowing them, please. Instead of going after girls, just now when they caught the man now, and everybody saying useless man, they are beating him, man. Eh? Early in the morning, and people came to look, and the children saw that he's their father. How insulted? How rubbish would they feel that it is a man that likes a man that gave birth to them? So if the boys become a, I say it's a problem for a man that has not changed to be a father. I say it. Eh? I will say it 100 times. It's better to go to this, to heaven, to leave this world the way you came, than to add to the problem of this world. We have enough problem already that we are trying to solve. We have already enough problem. All these guys that work in this night, that they are top with this year, you will see their buttocks, you will see their stomach out. Are they not living in somebody's house? Their mother is at home, their father is at home. They are not orphans. So. These boys you will see are that strongly. Some of them are in their early 20s. So. Forget that their faces run hard. They are small children. Because when I was doing 9 hen, I knew that most boys in this community are small people. Forget how they do their face like they are old. I was registering them. These so-called young boys walking around. I was doing NIN registration for them. How many years ago? 3 years or 4 years? 3 years. Because of election. I want to do election. They are planning towards election. It's because voters card we are doing. Voters card we are doing. That they shows me that I should come and help them there. I was seeing those big rude boys that will be coming like this. They are 20. Which 20? I saw the stupid boy yesterday. Very stupid boy. Very stupid. The only thing is that his boys is girls. Very stupid. That's how it works. So there's a book out there that they sell free, almost free food. That's where it goes to Ito. And I was struggling with them to pay what it should pay that day. No money. Just have 2 jeans. I get me a 1 earring that one fell from one girl, saw it on the floor and put it in the air and using to seduce stupid girls that did not raise. Parents are failing. I titled a message. This I will say whether this year or next month. Eh? Next month. A letter to the parents. I would preach that message. They are failed. Most of them are failed. Almost 80% of parents are failed. They will not pretend when they cut their children's head, the daughter's head. When the daughter left home, you not see your daughter in the house. You know the boy is working with. Because he's giving you money. They now cut his head. You are crying. You say, this is not what you promised me. This is not how you said it to. Why? Those parents did not go through this process. They think they are too old to stay unmarried. They married. You know, people tell me I'm too old. People say, why would you marry? Time is going. Time is going. Even when people that are younger than you, that you taught in secondary school, they have given birth. I said, do you not want my life to be like those children? They are children with children. Do you understand? I saw one. People buy baby. Is it baby rack? That the children enter and it will be carrying them around. I saw the baby. I was afraid. Who are buying baby rack? I saw the girl put it in cabin biscuits carton. The baby is inside it. Playing there too. And, can you see what they have done to that child? They'll be hungry. They keep giving birth. Say, God, the children are blessing. As far as they come to this world, they can take care of themselves. I've said it, especially for you young men and women, young people are here. I am your main problem, as I'm saying like this. And there's no prayer you pray that can make someone like me die. Because people are praying for us and more than you that hate us. If you go impregnate a girl, a boy, or a lady, so, because girls are impregnating boys now, and you not take care of that baby, nothing concerns me. You know, look, I'm telling you to live good. Not sleep with people, don't do. And you do not want to change. You don't have to change. But if that child is hungry, the child is suffering on the streets, now sick, we will put you behind bars. You are a criminal. We will put you behind bars. Eh? And take that child to a good foster home where they will take care of the child. You don't deserve the child. And peradventure you grow up and you now are looking for your child. Whether you have now done prostitution and now have money, you are looking for a child. It's my child. It's not. We will stand to say you are not. That must stop. Where people will not take care of their children, the children will not make it. They will not be crying, so that the children will pity them and say, "Okay, we forgive you." If we forgive you, but you will not bear your name. The child suffered for 30 years and not made it. They are calling for the child. Say, "You don't care." You now say, "Yeah, it's my son. I'm sorry for what I did." He will forgive you because he's a Christian. That's what people want to do. Very responsible people. And the more you tell them, this generation, they will not hear. They are too big. They ate root. Unfortunately, that's the only thing I can preach. It's truth. When I knew that's what I would preach, I trained myself to do without friends. You understand? Do you know what is so funny? I see, I now have more friends. Are you getting me? I have friends. They not like me deeply, but they still pretend. But when they are still showing me love, I still tell them the truth there, that they may go to hell. They did not come to Jesus. Hallelujah. I will tell you this to share the grace. You can say, I've closed my book. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. Don't mistake it. That's why I said I must talk about it. People don't know that. It's a lie. So what is that? So if you read the Bible what? Set you free. That's what they said, Abby. And they said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of what? Of Christ. So that means that if I can seek the knowledge of Christ, I'm growing in grace. You can read your Bible from cover to cover and not grow in any grace. That's not what the Bible is saying. You can read your Bible from, you'll be getting more bound. Are you getting me? Because you'll be using the Bible to make yourself bound. You think this is what they say, truth shall set you free. You think it's Bible they are talking about. I know that's what you are thinking. I'm removing that from your head now. You can be reading about Solomon in this Bible and David, how they are sleeping with people and say it's not bad. So the Bible will even make you, reading it will make you even bound more. The truth that they are talking about is truth personified. Talking about who? Jesus. That means to say, I must interact with this Bible to make me intimate with the truth. This must lead me. Reading this book must lead me. It's a manual that will point me to Jesus. So when I know that truth, you say I'm the way, the truth. When I know the person, I will be free. Until you know, continue seeking. Now read this one. Read this one. This one will read it so that we know the person. Grow in grace and knowledge of that one that talk, and the knowledge of Christ. That means to know Christ. When I know Christ, that's when I grow in grace. I must say truth. Eh? Grace and truth came through what? Jesus. Don't let them give you a fast food. This generation must seek Jesus. So you must read the Bible. You must pray. But make sure you find Jesus. When we seek him, we'll find him. When we seek him with all our heart. So just stop picking the Bible lazily. Just lie down on the bed. Just carry your Bible. You think you are free. Because you said you know the truth, you set you free. You are deceiving yourself. And it is obvious that it is not setting you free. Yes or no? I know, I'd not to disgrace you, I would have said, if I have a witness, say, I know almost one will be up if they will be sincere. You have been in the Bible. You are wicked. Your wickedness is intact. You are just having knowledge. CRS. It's CRS you are doing, not Bible study. Let everyone look down and say, God, thank you. We are proud of this boy. When you come home, let them give you good welcome and say, you do not waste our time. At end of everything, we will now see that actually our goal is not mainly heaven, because heaven will pass away. We should not be saying our goal is something that will pass away. It's to please God. Are you getting me? Because if we please God, we'll be in it. When heaven pass away, we'll still be alive to do other things. Some people will rule. I want to just know that I am grateful for the salvation God has given to me by his grace. And I want to live every day for him. That's what I want to live for. The last thing I want to look for in my life is money. I don't want to look for money. And I'm talking as a person that not lack. Look for Jesus. Haggai 2:8. Sorry, I got to see this one. It's very important you see it. Look for Jesus and you think you will not have this. Give me KJV, my brother. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. Who is saying that? The Lord. How will you seek him and you will not be broke? So you are seeking for gold and silver. It's with this person. You are seeking. You will not see it now. He told you the location. They are man. They are my custody. But you don't want to be in his custody. You don't want to come near him. And you want to have it. So we that we seek God, God give us wisdom on how those things will come to us. You want to get good wife in this generation. You will not see you. Everything is in him. When you come to him, he will help you.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine his light in the world. Bye for now.